Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This week is Parshas Va'era, and we are learning 39 Malachas. We're in the middle of the two Malachas of Tzad, capturing animals or insects, and Shechet, which is slaughtering an animal, but it also refers to any form of hurting, taking blood, or causing a wound to both humans and animals. So this is part two. So last week we learned about the Malach of Tzad, trapping, and we dealt with pets that don't willingly stay in cages, like bunnies and hamsters, which will have an issue of Tzad if they get loose, and new puppies have that issue as well. And being that we're on the topic of pets, I do like to always bring to people's attention something which is largely misunderstood, which is that all pets are mukta. All pets are mukta. Cats, birds, dogs, mice, doesn't make a difference. They all have the status of mukta. And the only thing which is mutter, and not everybody agrees to this, but in any case, you could rely, is to pet like a dog, because you're not moving the dog's body, and it's only permitted if you don't move the dog's body, because all you're really moving is the hair. So the dog is staying in the same place. That's why that was permitted, but that's it. And it's another important thing is that it's forbidden to clean up after a dog on Shabbos in the street. Its waste is mukta, and the only time one may move something like that is if it's in the house, because that relies on the concept of graf shalrei. Graf shalrei means something disgusting that's in your house, it's your living space, you're permitted to move it, but outside of the living space is no permission. So if it makes waste on a person's front lawn, or worse yet, on someone else's front lawn, there's really no heter to remove it, and it makes walking a dog on Shabbos quite difficult. So it's something to keep in mind. We also discussed trapping insects unintentionally, like closing a garbage bin that has flies in it on Shabbos. It'll be a problem because they will certainly get trapped, and you need to leave it open a crack so that they can escape. And we also discussed that if you're not sure if there are flies in it, it also can be a problem. And this also applies when you have like a fly buzzing around a door, and if you close the door and the screen door, it'll get trapped in between the door and the screen door. So there too, you have to be careful to either leave it open a crack so that the fly can get out, or to shoo away the fly before you close it. A big question that people do run into trapping is with bees and wasps, especially on Sukkot, right, when they're buzzing around your sukkah and disturbing the peace. So the problem is that it's forbidden to trap bees or wasps, like we clarified. So what happens if someone has an allergy to bees? They have allergic reaction, and then those can even be life-threatening, or at least very serious. So that would actually permit the catching of the bee, to dispose of it, to just remove it. The Gemara has such a case when there is a scorpion or a snake, and we're not even talking about that it has a deadly bite. Most scorpions, the overwhelming majority, don't have a deadly bite, but they have a very, very painful and borderline life-threatening at times, a poisonous bite. So likewise with the snakes, so it's permitted to catch them and remove them, whereas a bee, as painful as it is, it's not terrible, so that wouldn't be sufficient to allow catching it. Whereas if someone has an allergy, then it actually is very comparable to a snake and a scorpion, and that's why that is permitted in that case. But if that's not the case, if no one is allergic to bees or wasps, so you have an issue. Now, you are allowed to have in your sukkah or in your house traps which will trap the bees, or let's say you have mice traps which will trap mice. So that's permitted as long as they are installed or put up before Shabbos or Yontif. You are not allowed to hang or put a mice trap out on Shabbos or on Yontif. You can't hang something that catches bees on Shabbos or on Yontif, because that is a form of trapping. So even though you're not actually over any Isser Deraisa, only because it's not certain that you'll trap anything, but essentially it is an act of trapping, and that's why on Shabbos and Yontif is not permitted. You can do it from before. One thing you could do is you are allowed to put out a plate of honey or a cup so to attract them, and then when they land there, you remove the whole plate. That's fine, because they're never trapped at any point. They can always fly away, so that's allowed. And another thing you could do is you can kind of semi-catch the bee. So let's say it lands on a plate, you can partially cover it with a cup. So you're leaving space for it to get out, but often it won't like really realize how to get out by the time you carry it out of the sukkah or somewhere else. So that's something that's allowed, because essentially you left space for it to get out. It just didn't quite figure that out for the time it took you to remove it. That's something that also would be allowed. Now, it's an interesting question that is posed by contemporary Paiskim as far as Yontiv is concerned. They want to know, why can't you actually kill the bee? What's the question? The question is that you're allowed to kill something on Yontiv. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontiv. This was common practice in the time of the Gemara when there was no refrigeration. So those days, on Yontiv morning, they shechted the animal, and then they had to skin it, and then they had to butcher it, and they had to kasher it, and then they had to cook it. Now, we think we have it hard. They had to do it from scratch on the day of Yontiv. So it's permitted to shecht an animal so that you can have fresh food for Yontiv. And the rule we always have is that once something is permitted for the sake of food, it's permitted not for the sake of food as well. Like, that's why we can light Shabbos candles. It's not for food, but being that you're allowed to light a fire for food, you can light for not food as well. It's known as mitaych. So if you're allowed to kill an animal that's for food, why can't you kill a bee that is disturbing you? It should be allowed by the same token. The answer is a little complicated, but on a simple level, the concept is that you can only do something on Yontiv that provides something positively for you, like creates food, whereas you're not allowed to extinguish a fire, right? Why can't you extinguish a fire? Because it's removing a problem. You're not allowed to remove problems on Yontiv, and that is why you cannot kill bugs on Yontiv. The last question that comes up in terms of trapping, actual trapping, on Shabbos and Yontiv is if, Chas v'Shalom, someone has a tick that has attached themselves to their body. So in that case, it probably is pikuach nefesh anyway, because the risk of Lyme disease is a very serious illness. But even besides that, it's basically once it's attached to you, it's trapped. It doesn't go anywhere. It can't go anywhere. So you would be allowed to remove it. And you don't really have to worry about killing it, because it's very rare that you kill it by removing it. It happens to be quite difficult to kill them. But you can't flush it. That would be usur. So the only option you would have would be to carry it out somewhere and throw it away, which is not a great option, but that would be the only thing you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos or Yontiv, but you would be allowed to remove it. That would be permitted. Next week we'll continue more with the halachas of shechet, which involves causing a person a wound and all the things that are related to that.